Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Announcing that the King of Glory is here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates,
and be ye lifted up, the everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, holy
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done,
invalid
option, take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
oh!
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own. Captain Tokoso comes. Keep playing. She can sing this song with me. We never rehearsed this one. This was not part of the plan. I just felt a song was bubbling in my spirit. Can you get her a microphone? Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning and every single second of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, in the name of his chief, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in
it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Mark 14:36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Romans 8:15, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his sons into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. Abba, Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. You are faithful. We thank you for loving us. But you sent your son, for God so loved the world, that you sent your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us, that whosoever should believe should not perish, but have eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Father, we thank you for our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this life that you've breathed into us, oh God, your breath. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your banner over us is love, Jehovah Nissi. We thank you, Lord, Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer. We thank you, Lord, Jehovah Shalom, you are a peace in the time of storm. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Shammah. You are always present with us. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Almighty God, Abba, Father. Father, we thank you for our spouses, our husbands, and our wives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. For alive, we bless your name. And Lord, we even thank you for parents that left us, oh God, all that they imparted into our lives. We thank you. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings. In the name of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews, oh God, we say thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for co-workers in the name of Jesus. And also we thank you for co-laborers in the vineyard of Almighty God. Thank you for our pastors in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the faithful ministers, our apostles, our prophets, our teachers, our evangelists. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our worshipers, oh God, those that are on the worship team. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for prayer warriors and intercessors that stand in the gap. Watchmen on the wall, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Abba, Father, we praise you and we worship you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, this morning we cry out to you for mercy. Be merciful unto us. Holy Spirit, move in our hearts. Move in our thoughts and our minds, O Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, convict us of things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to the name of Abba Father. Holy Spirit, search our hearts. Search our hearts, Holy Spirit, and bring things that we have done that are not right into our memories. Remembrance, Holy Ghost. And Father God, each of us that's here now or that will listen at another time, as the Holy Spirit has moved upon our hearts, Father, we ask for mercy, covenant mercy, mercy for ourselves, mercy for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Mercy, oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Mercy for our children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Oh God, mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our husbands and our wives. Mercy, oh God, for our grandchildren. Mercy, oh God, for children. Mercy, oh God, for each and every one of us, oh God. Bring down your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. And Holy Spirit, be with us and teach us how to walk in the will of God, Abba Father. Help us, Holy Spirit. We need you every second minute in our lifeline. Lead us and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent on you. Breathe on us, breath of God. Breathe in our atmosphere, breath of God, Almighty God. Release your breath into our dwelling places. Release your breath into our atmosphere. Those that are traveling back and forth to work, Holy Ghost, release your breath upon each and every one of us in our offices. Release your breath in our cars, in the name of Jesus, in our dwelling places. Almighty God, release your breath upon our children. In the name of Jesus, release their breath upon our grandchildren, whether the environment, wherever they are. Release your breath. Release your breath, oh God, wherever our children and grandchildren are. Release your breath, oh Holy Ghost. Release your breath upon each and every one of us. Release your breath upon our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, in this dwelling, on this prayer line, in the name of Jesus, on the radio block. Release your breath. Father God, we need divine CPR. Resuscitate us. Resuscitate us. Resuscitate us. We give us divine CPR. Almighty God, give us your divine CPR. Resuscitate us. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives. He said, remember not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? And so, Father God, help us to walk in the newness of the Spirit of Almighty God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you strengthen us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. And so, Lord, we pray that you strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Lord, empower us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the Holy Spirit fill us up in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us up, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, to an overflow. We thank you that you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. And we thank you that we have no, we shall not want, no needs, no wants, because you have provided for us according to your riches in glory. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that, Lord, that we'll walk in your perfect will. And we pray that, Lord, you will perfect all that concerns our lives. We pray, Lord, for godly wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for godly wisdom. We pray for understanding and knowledge. For God, in the name of Jesus, counsel, might, reverential fear of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you to hover over our lives. The holy light of God shine. Move over our children's lives. Let there be light. Move over our grandchildren's lives. Let your holy light shine in our lives. Your holy light shine in every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of truth, Holy Ghost of truth, reveal hidden truth to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal the hidden truth, O God. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open our eyes, illuminate our eyes, in the name of Jesus. O God, Spirit of truth, move upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of deceit. We bind the spirit of deception. We bind the spirit of manipulation. We bind the spirit of collaboration. We bind the spirit of lies in the name of Jesus and release the spirit of truth. Oh God, let us walk by your word in truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, almighty God, take away lies, take away deception. In the name of Jesus, we bind those spirits and all their cohorts and send them to the bottomless pit of hell. In the name of Jesus, gender that, oh God, that has come to destroy your will and purpose for our lives and our destiny, that is hindering your plans and purpose for our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just say, expose all hidden truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, things that hindering our lives, things that is hindering our families, things that's hindering our ministry, oh God, that's your ministry, oh God. Expose every hidden truth, oh God. Oh God, let us walk in your truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, when yeast is on a lump, it the whole lump spoil. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for grace, your grace when you reveal the truth to us in entirety, that we pray for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you will teach us to love and forgive as you love and forgive us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we submit our lives to you. We submit our spirits, souls, and bodies to you, Abba, Father. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, for your mercy once again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go for your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace, the networks, the blood of Jesus over this prayer service, in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into our homes. Release the blood of Jesus. Cell in our bodies, tissue, organ, system, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We're in the name of Jesus, the intercessors, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Family, oh God, we cover the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we cover our spirits, souls, and bodies. In the blood of Jesus, we cover our spouses, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, our children and grandchildren. In the blood of Jesus, where their dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, oh God, let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. Father, we pray for healing and deliverance and redemption through the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, separate us, oh God, for everything that will hold us back from fulfilling our divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are our wall of fire around us. And you are the glory within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For sending your holy angels, we know they are right here with us, each and every one of us, oh God, that the holy angels are here to lead and guide us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to our spouses, our children, our grandchildren's lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, almighty God, to send your holy angels to us as individuals, oh God, to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to this prayer time, oh God. in the name of Jesus, to do your bidding in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that his atmosphere is charged, hallelujah, with the presence of the Lord, oh God. Cover everything that we have in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God, for warring on our behalf, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your name is wonderful. And we thank you for the wonderful promises, oh God, that you have released upon each and every one of our lives this week, oh God. Thank you for the anointing that is in your name. Wonderful. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for wonderful testimonies, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we'll walk in the anointing of wonderful. What is his name? Jesus. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. So, Father, we pray that the anointing of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, rest upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, they that hunger and thirst after your righteousness shall be filled. Fill us up, O God. And we pray for those that are in our families that have backslidden, in the name of Jesus, that will come back into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. Those in our families that do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, oh God, that will come to Jesus. Jesus, you love us in spite of, not because of what we've done, but because of who you are. So, Father God, we come boldly to the throne of grace to seek your help. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and you will continue to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name. We thank you for the fruitfulness in this week. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the dominion anointing, oh God, resting upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we will walk by faith, and we will not walk by sight. We thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And we say, thank you, Abba, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Romo soturiaka. Hallelujah, romo sederia karamasan. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen and amen. I want to say good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to take much of your time, but I'm just going to bring a short word from what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want you to turn your Bibles with me. So Mark 36, Mark 14:36, and he, Jesus, said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but your will be done. When we look at the name of God and look at the name that we say, Father, it describes your intimacy, how the relationship that you have with him, that relationship that Christ has with Almighty God. It is not, you have a deep, deep, intimate relationship with him. When you have that, it's just like saying, Daddy, hallelujah. That means you spend time with him. You want to know not only his acts. In fact, you want to know his ways. You want to know his ways. And so you spend time. Why do you want to know his ways? Because you want to do his will. Knowing his ways, knowing his personality, because you want to do his will. You want to do what is pleasing to him. Hallelujah. So when you say, Abba, Father, anytime you say, Abba, Father, that's an intimate relationship that you have with him. Hallelujah. And Jesus spent so much, he spent time with his Father. He woke up and before it was, when it was yet dark, and he went to a place to pray every time. And he did everything that his Father had asked him to do. Hallelujah. So when we look at Mark 14:36, Jesus is about to face the cross. And you see him here in Mark 14 in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples, they're there, but they are asleep. And Jesus is groaning. It's almost time before his crucifixion, and he's groaning because he knows what is about to happen to him. That's why he came. He came to redeem us. And he is groaning because this is the time there will be separation. Hallelujah. Separation. Because now Jesus is picking up one complete 100% man. Hallelujah. To go to the cross for us. Hallelujah. So he knows it's about time for him to leave. The Bible says in Mark 14:32, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I pray. He wanted to go prayer one-on-one with Almighty God, Abba Father. And then what he did, he took Peter, James, and John, those that were close to him further. You see that the other disciples stayed back, but he took three with him, Peter, James, and John. And the Bible said, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. His spirit was heavy. And he said unto them, his three disciples, sometimes you have these close friends. Hallelujah. You can't say everything to everybody, but you have someone very close. And Jesus said, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. My soul, he didn't say my spirit, he said my soul. It's exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Just stay here and watch. My soul is sorry. He carried that heaviness. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, that the hour might pass from him. So he's praying just like sometimes we pray. The Lord, take this cup from me. There are things in our lives that we must pass through. And those that might be difficult, but God has given us that. He will release that grace. Because there are certain paths in life that we have to pass to get to the other side. But he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you today. When you pass through, when he said in his word, when you go through the fire, that means you will go through the fire. But what? He will be that fourth man in the fire. And we see it in the Bible. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire, there was a fourth man. So the fires of life, he's right there with us. When we go through the waters, it will not overflow. Hallelujah. You're in the lion's den, the lion's mouths will be shut because Jesus will be right there. When you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because what? He is right there with you. Hallelujah. Jesus said that if it all things are possible unto thee, take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. He spoke those words times. The disciples were asleep. Their eyes were heavy. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. When you call him, when we call him our Father, it is not about our will, but it is for his will, for his kingdom purposes. Hallelujah. God give us grace when we have to go through these different things in our lives. He gives us grace. Hallelujah. To go through these things if that's the road that we will pass. We can fast and pray 10,000 times if that's what the road that God has ordained for us to pass. Nothing will have to go through it, but he will give us that grace. And then he doesn't leave you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus paid the price for Jesus on the cross. If it wasn't because of his commitment to do the will of the Father, he didn't think about himself. He thought about us. If he had not gone to the cross, where would we be? Hallelujah. Some pains and sacrifices we go through, it's for the kingdom purposes and it's for the generations that yet unborn. Hallelujah. So what do the Abba Father expresses? Your intimate relationship with God. I want to say this morning, I do not know whatever anyone may be facing this morning, or this week, many of us don't know what we'll be facing this week, but we have faith and trust in Abba Father. in the name of it. Then the Bible says that the angels strengthened Jesus after that. After he said, take this cup from me, he said it three times, and the angels strengthened him. I pray this morning that the Lord sent his angels to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that he is right here with us. There's nothing too hard for God to do. In the Lord, with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And I say to you, everything that the enemy has planned and trying to disguise as if it is God, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, that no one will be fooled. And the enemy will let them know that you're doing this because God wants you to do go through. No, it was a foul plan from Satan. We cancel it through the blood of Jesus. We cancel every satanic evil plan, deceptive plan of the enemy against our lives, against our children's life, against our spouse's life, against our destiny in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose only Almighty God will stand in our lives. And so, Father, we thank you for greater grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name we have prayed, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, may the favor of Almighty God, according to Psalm 5, verse 12, shield you this day. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. We love you.